The case stems from a $100 million kickback scheme at the state nuclear company Energoatom, the biggest corruption investigation of Zelensky's tenure. Proceeds were allegedly laundered through a project named Dynasty Cooperative, with one luxury property reportedly intended for Yermak. Once Zelensky's closest ally, a prominent figure and the face of Ukraine's peace negotiation team with the US and Russia, he resigned in November after anti-corruption agents raided his home. Ukrainian MPs say society now has one question.
Could it be that somebody so close to President Zelensky is involved in massive corruption and not touching president at all, and we are waiting for the details? Obviously, that is not a good look for Ukraine.
While Ukrainians reacted with a mix of cautious approval of the investigation and unease, and fearing more political fallout.
I don't think that Yermak is the only one who will be named a suspect. I think there will be a chain that drags in others as well.
The probe, the largest corruption investigation of Zelensky's presidency, has already ensnared several former senior officials and business figures, including ex-deputy prime minister Alexei Chernyshov and former energy and justice minister Herman Halushenko.